Shalom, אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי...
Hello, we will be reading from the writings of Bash. We will be reading the article Love of Friends 2. You can find the articles on kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself, and you can send us questions also through kab.tv.
Yes. As the friends who are responsible for the study materials explained to me, we will be studying a few articles about love of friends in the beginning of the lesson, not at the end of the lesson, because these articles are quite long, and they include several topics that are not simple, so it's worthwhile to truly study them as a study of its in its own right, not the way we were doing it with the previous shorter articles. So in the meantime, we are advancing. Each and every day, you can feel that there are changes in our society, changes in the world. We are not so aware of how much each and every day we have changes in our system, the system of Adam HaRishon, which is a tremendous, huge system. And whatever we do, that seemingly cannot be seen or heard, how can it be? What changes can we make in it, in this system? But indeed, great changes are occurring there, because each part is connected to all the other parts, so the smallest tremble that a person makes, all the more so people who are in our framework, when we are already working in a directed manner somehow towards the purpose of creation, this influences the entire reality, the whole system of Adam HaRishon, and the system changes, and it truly undergoes significant shakes from one day to the other. So even though it seems to us that there are no significant changes from one day to the next, oh, some small local news maybe, that is not true. Specifically in our time, and as a result of our work that is seemingly small and invisible, the changes in the entire system are big, and we specifically are those who are performing these significant changes. So let us continue, and we will see in practice what is it that we have caused, what positive benefit we have in the entire general system and in our world. Let's start.
So we will be reading from the writings of Rabash, the article Love of Friends 2.
Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ze Klal Gadol Batora.
Quote, love thy friends as thyself, end quote. Rabbi Akiva says that this is the great rule in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it, meaning it is taken for granted that we will come to the particulars effortlessly without having to work for it. However, we see that the Torah tells us, quote, what does the Lord seeketh of thee? To fear me, end quote. Thus, the primary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all of the Torah and commandments are contained in that, even the commandment of love thy friend as thyself. Yet, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite, meaning that fear is contained in the rule of love thy friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They refer to the verse, quote, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man, end quote. The Gemara asks, what does it mean that this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, quote, the Lord said the whole world was not created but for this, end quote. However, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule, love thy friend. Nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is most important. They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one, quote, the righteous shall live by his faith, end quote. The Marasha interprets, quote, the thing that is most conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith, end quote. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it turns out that both fear and love thy friend are contained in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. 1. What is faith? 2. What is fear? 3. What is love thy friend as thyself? The most important thing to always remember is the purpose of creation, which is known to be, quote, to do good to his creations, end quote. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above matters necessary? Faith, fear, and love thy friend. It means that they need only to qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. Now we must understand for what these three above mentioned things qualify us. Faith, confidence included, gives us a preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to his creations. We must also believe with certainty that we can promise ourselves that we too can reach that goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for a select group. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all creations without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and the skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the created beings. Examine the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot, item 21, where it quotes Midrash Rabbah, portion, this is the blessing, quote, the Creator said unto Israel, regard, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and does the words of Torah, the entire wisdom and the whole of the Torah are in his heart. End quote. Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that we can reach the goal and not despair midway through and flee the battle. Rather, we should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like myself. It means that the Creator will bring me near to him and I will be able to attain adhesion with him. Yet, to acquire faith, fear must come first. As it is related in the introduction to the book of Zohar, quote, fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in him. According to the awakening of one's fear in his guidance, so one believes in his guidance, end quote. It ends there, quote, the fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his maker, end quote. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that the fear will concern one's own benefit. It follows that the gate to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. And to acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, he must first desire and yearn to bestow. Afterwards, he can say that there is room for the fear that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete, and he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for oneself is disqualified? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought or a desire to abandon self-love, which comes to us by hearing of it from friends and books, it is a very small force, however, which does not always shine for us so that we can constantly appreciate it and say that this is the rule for all the commandments in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. If several individuals come together with the force that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal so as to become independent without outside help, if these individuals annul before one another and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they all become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than does a single person. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider now how to satisfy his will to receive, but rather he will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary. And this comes to him through love of friends. Then we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he will not be able to bestow contentment to the Creator. And this is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for the instillment of divinity, as it is explained in several places. We thus find that there are three rules before us. The first rule is that of Rabbi Akiva, being love thy friends thyself. Prior to that, there is nothing that provides a person with the fuel enabling him to modify his situation even a bit, as this is the only way to exit from self-love towards the love of others, and the feeling that self-love is a bad thing. Then we come to the second rule, which is fear. For without fear, there is no room for faith, as Baal HaSulam says. Finally, we come to the third rule, which is faith. After all the above mentioned three rules have been acquired, one comes to sense the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations.
Well,
I think that this is indeed a complete article. If we understand it and feel it and realize it inside of our society, then we will truly reach the goal. And it is written in a very organized manner how consistently, one thing after another, we need to realize ourselves. I think we need to read it again. But write down on a computer or on a piece of paper whatever questions you have. Later on we will discuss it. Because the article is a very fundamental one. So please. So we're reading once again from Rabash, article Love of Friends 2. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says it is a great rule, also collective, in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it, meaning it is taken for granted that we will reach the particulars, the details, effortlessly, without having to work for it. However, we see that the Torah tells us, what does the Lord ask of you? To fear me. Thus, the primary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all the Torah and mitzvot are included in it. Even the commandment, love your friend as yourself. Yet according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite. Meaning fear is contained in the rule of love your friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They refer to the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Lord said the whole world was not created but for this. However, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule, love your friend. Nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is the most important. They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one. The righteous shall live by his faith. The Maharsha interprets the thing that is the most inclusive, conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it turns out that both fear and love thy friend are all included in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. 1. What is faith? 2. What is fear? 3. What is love thy friend as thyself? The most important thing is to always remember what is the purpose of creation, which is known to be to do good to his creations. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above matters, faith, fear, and love thy friend? It means that they need only qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the created beings. Now we must understand for what these three above things qualify us for. Faith, confidence included, gives us a preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to his creations. We must also believe with certainty that we can promise ourselves that we too can reach that goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for a chosen few, rather the purpose of creation belongs to all created beings without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all of the created beings. Examine the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, where it quotes Midrash Rabbah. This is a blessing. The Creator said unto Israel, regard, the whole wisdom and the whole of Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and does the words of Torah, the entire wisdom and the whole of the Torah are in his heart. Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that one can reach the goal and not despair midway and flee the campaign. Rather, one should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like himself. It means that the Creator will bring him near him, and he will be able to attain adhesion with him. Yet to acquire faith, fear must come first, as it is related, as it is written that fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in him. According to the awakening of one's fear in his guidance, so one believes in his guidance. It ends there. The fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his Maker. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that fear will concern one's own benefits. It follows that the gate to fear, to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. And to acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, he must first desire and yearn to bestow. Afterwards, one can say that there is room for the fear that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete. And he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for self is faulty? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love. And this has come to him by hearing about it from the friends and books. However, this is a very small force, which does not always shine for him, so that he can constantly appreciate it and say that this is the rule for all the mitzvot in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. If several individuals come together who have that force, that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal, to become independent, without outside help. If these individuals annul before one another, and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. when they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think, as much as possible, only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and need to take on a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
It
turns out that only by this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary. And this comes to him through love of friends. Then we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he will not be able to bestow contentment of the Creator. And this is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to bestow contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith. Because faith is the vessel for instilling the Shekhinah, divinity, as it is explained in several places. We must find that there are three rules before us. The first rule is that of Rabbi Akiva, being love thy friend as yourself. Prior to that, there is nothing that can provide a person with the fuel enabling him to modify his situation even a bit. As this is the only way to exit self-love towards love of others and to feel that self-love is a bad thing. Then we can come to the second rule, which is fear. Without fear, there is no room for faith, as Bala Sulam says. Finally, we come to the third rule, which is faith. After all the three above-mentioned rules have been acquired, one comes to sense the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations.
Ken.
Yes? I see that I only have Kiev and a focus group. Well, let's ask. Even though I'm not certain that we will be able to interpret what it says here, but okay, Kiev.
Да-да, дорогой учитель, вот тут по статье выходит то, что мы...
Hello, dear teacher. So according to the article, it turns out that first we connect with the friends. We make efforts to love each other, and then through love we can see the other two stages: the desire to bestow upon the Creator, love for the Creator, fear. What does it mean that through the love between us we can make these distinctions, these two stages?
Love thy friend as thyself.
Это для того, чтобы объединиться и подняться на его уровень.
Rav, Hebrew, please. What do we need? We need to reach the degree of the Creator. This is actually the highest, the most complete degree. There is no more than that. And the created beings must reach that, even though, according to their nature, they are the opposite of the Creator. They have to go through all kinds of states, changes, corrections, as we call them, so that all in all, if they will they will be acted upon in such a way that they will be in the same state as the Creator, even though they are made of the opposite matter. And specifically, it is opposite, so that through this entire process that they go through, their matter, the will to receive in order to receive, becomes more and more clarified each time through all 125 degrees, and we are still before the first degree. And therefore, this is actually our work. We have to put together all of our forces, well, gradually, so that this substance, this matter, the will to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator, will take on such a form, such a wrapping, such an external behavior that it will truly be like the Creator. Therefore, he will be called Adam, similar to the Creator, even though inside it is completely the opposite. It is entirely in order to receive, only wanting for itself, and one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, etc. So he explains to us that through these three stages, which is love your thy friend as thyself, through this we come to fear, and later on we'll reach faith. And through these three things that come one following the other, we reach the feeling of the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. That's it. This is what we have to reach. Now, it's not that now we will start philosophizing about what is more and what is less. Why is it this way? Why is it not any other way? That does not matter at all. It doesn't matter at all. We should study it in a natural way, like the way children learn from life, from the practice. They stumble upon something, they get hit by this, they study from that, they realize why it is this way or why it's the opposite way, etc. This is how we should study. That is, the work in order to grow, to develop, has to be practical, that we will perform all kinds of actions. And this is called, from your actions, we know you. From these actions, we will start to get to know what world we truly exist in, what forces are truly operating on us, how we can come closer to them and influence them, interact with them. However, it's not out of philosophizing with our intellect. It needs to be practical. And practical is only in how much we invest in practice, in coming closer between us. There, as we try to come closer, like children who come together and play, so we, in coming closer between us, will find all the things in favor and against that will help us, all of us. It will help all of us to come to know the entire process. And if now I'll write 1,000 times that first it needs to be faith, and then it's providence and attainment, and love thy friend as thyself, how much it limits my desire, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You will forget about it, if not on the same day, the next day. Because you cannot study things theoretically, but only on the conditions that they clove on our flesh, meaning on our desire. Therefore, the questions, we can hear these questions, but to answer them, you have to receive answers only out of the actions that you will perform. I'm not going to give you answers, because it will only confuse you. And you will think that this is the whole of the Torah. Just like children learn the world by being in it, you should also enter the spiritual world, activating its forces and learn from them. So now, nevertheless, since you still have questions, I see that as much as I'm saying it doesn't influence you, we'll ask. Okay, we'll ask. We will start, well, from one corner to the other. I don't mind which one. The four.
Buongiorno, Rav. Perché è importantissimo il timore per raggiungere la fede?
Hello, Rav. Why is fear so important in order to reach faith?
Because without fear, you cannot reach faith. Fear is a special excitement of the will to receive. And without exciting the will to receive, you cannot reach faith. York free.
New York free.
Hello, Rav. He writes here that we must also use faith to have confidence that we can reach the goal. So the question is, how do we use faith to have confidence?
When we will have faith, we will feel what connection there is between faith and confidence, and we will reuse the faith in order to reach confidence. When you don't have these things, how can I tell you?
In right? Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
So I understand
that when these people assembled in a group, well, each one should then think of how to control his ego rather than to fulfill his desire to receive. So there are two questions here. The first is that many times I don't actually feel that we're truly assembling. And secondly, I can't really think of bestowing to the friends.
So now you see that you have problems. That is, you don't have a desire to give to the friends, you don't have the desire to connect with the friends, you don't even have a feeling that we are connecting, that we are coming to connect. So we need to work on that. If you want to organize it in a concrete manner, like children, we're playing, it won't happen. It won't happen. He's telling you that in a very realistic way. We have to practically reach new relations, a new world. So how come we don't build such a form between us? Well, you need to realize that you are in your life. That's your life. Leave it aside. Besides that, you're building between you, between the friends, a new network of connection. And in that network of connection, you want to exist, to live according to new rules, new laws. And it doesn't have to do with our world, our families, all of these things. Rather, we need to determine these new relations between us. This is what we need. So let us build this network. Then you will realize what is happening, and then we will start to understand. Oh, for this we need faith, for this we need fear, for this we need confidence, etc. Then we will start to understand what we're missing in the connection between us on this level that we're building it artificially. And later on, when we will start to build it, we will start to see that on that level, we have laws. And these laws begin to show us their content, how to determine the connection between us.
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1. Dear Rav, a question from R10. What is fear exactly in this article? Should I feel fear for the friends or for myself?
Fear that I might not be able to keep my connection with the friends in order to get closer to the Creator.
USA Northwest. USA Northwest.
Rav, what kinds of questions would you encourage between the 10 in order to really evoke the need for a love of friends? What kinds of discussions would you encourage?
It's
a sneaky question, a very good one. To the point. What would I awaken? I would awaken all kinds of questions about how do we build between us a network of connection, a correct one, where we will start to advance towards discovering the correct connection between us and the Creator in it. All in all, what is the Creator? If we scrutinize between us that network of how do we connect more correctly, more correctly, more correctly, with more fear, more confidence, more strength of connection, more love, then all in all, behind all of these words that we need to scrutinize, seemingly each and every word, what is its content? All in all, what do we want? We want to feel such a kind of connection called Bore, Creator. The Creator does not exist. This is why it is said, you have made me. That we build a specific kind of connection between us, such that it is called Bore, Creator. Come and see. This is what we need. And it all depends on us. As much as we advance, as much as we search in the connection between us. Now the time has come for us to finally demand what is it that we're doing from one day to the next. Are we advancing in building this connection or not? So here, he's giving us some details. Fear, honor, love, coming closer or something, but or faith. However, these words are just empty words. Truly, empty words. What do I see in them? What do I understand about them? Fear. Oh, it says fear somewhere, I should go and check it out, but how is it related? It doesn't exist in me, etc. So, until we touch one another, until we come closer to one another, nothing will happen. So, first of all, let us try to come closer. Let us try to discover how much we're missing in the connection between us. Since in the connection between us, we don't have these gripping points, these connection points, such that in them we can discover this general inclusive feeling, and it is called the Creator. The Creator, Boe, is Boe. Come and see. We put him together between us. The Creator is the result of the connections between us. It's a problem. Therefore, all of this philosophizing, answering questions, yes or no, it's not going to help. We have reached a situation, we have to do it practically. You can tell the child, as much as you want all of the wise stuff, however, what he sees out of life, that's what he's going to grasp, to learn. And all the rest, we forget it. How much did we learn in our life, in schools, or all kinds of other wisdoms? What do we remember out of it? Nothing. Because whatever you didn't stumble upon in life, you don't remember it, you don't know it. Therefore, coming closer between us in practice is the most important thing.
Romania.
Romania.
Good morning. My question is, what practical preparation we need to do for us to be able to obtain what the articles speak about?
If we begin to come closer in practice, in the article it doesn't mention any practical actions. But if we begin throughout the day to try to get closer to each other in practice and to find ways to be closer together, connected together, then we will begin to feel that we do, or perhaps that we don't, have these discernments. It's like in the family. You want to come close to your wife. What kind of energies should you invest? What kind of thoughts, what kind of actions to perform, these actions, those actions? What kind of response do you want to elicit? Well, that's how we work in this life, but with the friends, there's a huge area, a spiritual area, with strangers to whom you want to come closer according to your spiritual discernments, and so that the Creator will always be there in the background.
No, Holland.
All right. Well, Holland.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Ralph. We spoke, I think, about a period of 2 months already about faith above reason, about all the states of darkness, feeling emptiness, resistance for connection, all these things. And now in this article, we introduce, well, it's not new, but we didn't spoke about it very deeply, about this gate of fear, being able for coming to faith. Ralph, is this a question? Can you elaborate on, is there a structure or a kind of hierarchy between all these different sensations, feelings we have to develop to this fear above reason? Oh, sorry, to this faith above reason.
Search for this in the connection between you, not in the pages, in the connection between you. The wisdom of Kabbalah isn't something you learn from a book. It's not about knowing the pages by heart, knowing how many letters there are in an article. It's about creating the right system of connections between people. What you need to understand, all of you, is that you lack that. First of all, when we come to establish our connection, it's like people who are actually close to each other, and we're all close to each other, being in the system of Adam HaRishon. But because of the shattering, we drifted apart, and we're far away from one another. And we don't know how to come close. Like with, let's say, husband and wife. We don't know how to come closer together. What can we do? What points of connection can there be between us? So he says you have fear, the lack of confidence, faith, love, all sorts of actions that we have to perform called commandments. The upper light, which we need to draw, which is called the Torah, and it will help us be tied together. He explains to us how to assemble this connection between us. But we have to start working on it and to see then, do we have it? Don't we? Is there something missing? That's the thing.
Ralph, can I ask a question too?
Mm-hmm.
What does actually the word love mean in love thyself? Love thyself as you love your friend as yourself. What does the word love? What does this love mean?
Well, are you a technically minded person, or what is your profession?
Yes, I'm an engineer from Basics, yes.
Az yofi. Yofi.
Az great. Excellent. So, try imagining, let's say that you have two blocks, cogwheels or something, and you press them together such that they begin to work as one, to operate as one. So we say that there is such a tight connection, such a tight bond between them, that they become one block instead of two blocks. And that is what you call love. That is called love. You could say, why should we call it that? Just it's one block. No, because inside of them, there is still the shattering. There is still distance. They were once separate, and now they connected above the shattering, above the distance. They attached themselves to each other. And so their coarseness from them being different, and now the connection between them, where they are as one, all of that together builds the feeling of love and their connection, where they act in a reciprocal manner, and that is called faith above reason, because their reason is where each one feels himself as a separate being. And yet they feel that they are as one. The shattering that happened at the beginning of creation is never revoked, never goes away. It's specifically because it happened that now we can, above the shattering, establish connections, and then we have this power of connection, the intensity of our connection, 620 times over. Terach. Multiplied by Terach. Because now they put into there all of the evil, all of the separation, the disconnection, the shattering that was revealed. And so the strength of the connection is great. Adam HaRishon prior to the sin was just a little beast. And after the sin, he is similar to the Creator. Actually, the equal of the Creator. And so, the connection above the distance, that's all of our work. And we need to try to talk about it and to understand how only this relates to correction. Look at what the world is lacking today, missing today. What would happen in the world if people didn't look at any external quality? You're black, you're white, you're yellow, or you're like this, like that. If everyone understood that to begin with, we all belong to one system from which you cannot extract even one little screw. If you do that, the whole system cannot exist. It has to be whole. And so we need to think only about how to complete each other mutually. If that's how people thought in the world, how quickly would the world have come to the degree of the end of correction? And so we need to try to be connected together in that manner. We have no choice about this. We have to also show an example to everyone.
Turki 2.
I try to counsel myself, and at the same time, I have to love my friend like myself. How will be this together?
They go together in a very accurate, very good way. Because by annulling myself, I integrate into love for the friend. Yes, it works in a way where these things complement each other.
Раф, а составление общей молитвы — это практическое то действие, которое может нас объединить.
When we put together this common prayer, this is a practical action that should connect us.
You can compose a prayer, a collective prayer in the group. It's an exercise. It's an exercise. But the main thing is to work on the connection and your plea to the Creator that comes from your heart. You can write it nicely on a piece of paper, and that may also affect, also influence the hearts, but to truly yearn for a connection between you, turn to the Creator and demand this of Him, that is the most effective work we can do.
And if a part of the ten think that it is some kind of a religious action and we don't need this action, should we let go of this exercise?
No. Turning to the Creator with your own words, that's a very good thing to do. Because it's the upper force, it's a higher degree, it's the power of bestowal to whom you need to turn. From your will to bestow, with your will to bestow, you will then reach him and bestow upon him. Try it. Why not? We need to do it. It's not a religious action. Religious people from every religion, when they turn to the Creator, they're not asking from their hearts to connect together in order to reach the degree of the Creator and bring Him contentment and become like Him and so on. They don't have these things. They do it as they were told to do, as they were taught, or because they feel that they just feel bad. Right? They feel bad, so they turn to the Creator. We don't turn to the Creator when we feel bad. We turn to the Creator in order to do good to Him. That's the difference.
Africa.
I heard now that we should give an example to everyone.
How do we give an example to kol haolam?
How do we give an example to the whole world?
We must understand that we are all in one system. Africa, Asia, America, Europe. We are all in one system. If I awaken my group towards connection, then we act within that single system, and the system feels it. Perhaps it's not aware exactly, but conscious, but it feels that it wants to also reach connection. And that's because we operate in one single system.
Kiev 2. Rav,
another question, can I?
Yes.
Rav, we've reached a state where there's a feeling where that if the Creator doesn't answer our prayers, then there's nothing.
It requires many efforts. But what do we do?
Look, today we are speaking on or from a new degree of connection, a new degree of bestowal. Perhaps you cannot feel it, all of you, but during these past few days and today, well, we've started to become more oriented towards a connection between us. We're making another step forward and another, and you will see how in the world as well there will be some tremors. So we need to perform all these actions. We need to perform actions to simply feel a little more that we have to come together and to participate in wanting to feel the one system, all of us. We want to come to a state where the system of Adam Rishon has to be revealed. It has to be revealed now. It's like children, where each one lives in his own family, but later they get together and they play together as one unit, one commando unit. So we do the same. We live in this world, but between us, we are united, connected like one commando unit above this world. And we build a web of connections between us above this world. And in that web, we need to be connected in heart, in mind, in our desires, our inclinations. And all these qualities we talked about, the fear, faith, and we will discover more. These are discernments in that network of connection, in that web of connection between us. But this is what we have to imagine, to envision. How to connect together in that one network above this earth. Try to imagine these things, and suddenly you will begin to feel that they truly exist, and that there's power there. And the Creator is awakening us, sustaining us, holding us in that state.
Rav, we're coming closer and closer. This is clear from one day to the next. Through another question and another question, and also Rav is answering the questions. What I'd like to ask is, what should we do?
Today we think about the general network between us, how to form it, how to discover it in such a way where we are tied together and we have a global group and we're all in it as parts of that network. And we want to discover from our connection what kind of qualities we have there, what kind of inclinations, what data we have in this network. And then we will begin to discover what faith is, what love is, what connection is. All these discernments that he talks about here, we will begin to discover them. And they're completely different than what we have in corporeality. It's just the same words being used, but it's completely different things. So that's why, first of all, let's begin to feel the network. That's what I say. And later, we will begin to understand what he writes in the article.
Beseder.
All right.
Ну, Киев ту, ивтахте.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, в наших...
Thank you, Rav.
Please tell me, in our feeling, these three rules, love of others, faith and fear, what connects between them is the reforming light or our efforts to achieve the goal?
I'll tell you one thing. When I connect to a friend, I connect to the Creator. It is said that the Creator is between me and the friend. Right? That's one instance. In another instance, it's said that the friend is between me and the Creator. You understand? At times we learn that the Creator is behind every friend. So we have to understand that, well, I don't feel like connecting with anyone. I don't feel like connecting with anyone to think about anyone. But if I know that by this I connect to the Creator, as this is how He built this imaginary world, and therefore, this is the only way I can connect to Him. Look, there are no friends here, nothing. It's all imaginary. The Creator alone fills the whole of reality, and I can connect to Him. So I connect to each and every one, therefore, in such a way where looking at it as the appearance of the Creator in front of me. And if in that way I connect to all people, and much more so the friends, this is the Creator displayed before me, then it becomes easier for me. I feel that with every moment I'm connecting to the Creator and all His facets. And therefore, I can establish myself each time in a way which is more suited to it. By that, I change.
Moscow 5.
Как нам в действиях по объединению не потерять намерение и не превратиться в религиозное?
How in actions towards connection we don't lose the intention and become like religious people who are doing it without any intention?
I don't understand these questions. Do you study somewhere else also? Where do you get this question about these questions? Why are you asking me if we're like religious people or not? What kind of actions are you performing which are similar to religious actions, to religion? We are talking about the connection between us. Where have you ever heard about a religious group that wants to reach love thy friend as thyself? I don't understand these questions. Where do you get this from? Who else are you all connected to? Why are you afraid of becoming religious? Especially when you're talking about Russians here, Turkish people. I don't. What's happening to all of you? Explain to me. I don't understand. You, explain to me. From where do you get this fear of becoming religious? Am I pulling you towards religion? We're learning what prayer is here. Prayer means that you ask the Creator to come close to Him, to correct yourself, so as to love others. Where have you seen any such thing amongst religious people? And it doesn't matter which religion. All religions, they came out of the wisdom of Kabbalah as refuse. Those who connected to Abraham and followed him, part of them became connected to the Creator and the Kabbalists, and part didn't, and they're called the mixed multitude. So I don't understand where you take all these things from, being afraid of becoming religious people. What do you mean by religious even? Well, explain to me. Go ahead, explain.
Ну, я подумал, что когда крушение храма произошло, первое, второе, что они здесь...
I was thinking that when the shattering occurred and the ruin of the temple, their actions towards connection lost their intention.
What ruin of what temple are you talking about? The spiritual one or the corporeal one? Where are you? I don't understand what you mean. We're not talking about this world at all, other than feelings, thoughts, mind and heart. All this matter we have here doesn't exist. We don't talk about it. We only feel it in our beastly perceptions. Look, friends, you need to study more, to read more, to think more. You have such confusions.
Tov. Galil West.
Rav.
Rav. How can we see the complete picture in the spiritual puzzle?
Assemble it and you'll see.
With which vessels, which tools?
With your tools. Assemble it and you will see.
In this world, when I get a puzzle, I get a box with it, and it has the complete picture in advance, and I have the pieces inside. How do I do it in spirituality?
In spirituality, you have to assemble this puzzle from all your friends, connecting all the hearts into one. Meaning, with one purpose, to one purpose or goal.
In the 10, out of exertion and a deficiency to fulfill the guidelines for the path, what is the good way to take upon ourselves? The end result is in the preliminary thought about that network that you talked about it between us also.
Actions. Trying to create, to build a network of connections between us every day. An emotional one, something that completely has nothing to do with this world, above the earth, as we say. We need to cover the whole earth, the whole planet, with the virtual connection between us. Where we feel that we are connected to each other so tightly that the Creator can begin to be revealed between us.
So the end result is in the preliminary thoughts. Sometimes it's about intention. Okay, I can even stop and arrange my intention. But we see in this scrutiny that those wise at heart did. It reminds me a little bit the question about the puzzle or that feeling that we want to have that complete picture of adhesion. How do we work? We don't have the upper thought. How do we work with this? The end result is in the preliminary thought, as a methodical thing.
The end result is in the preliminary thought means that we create a complete network of connections between us, and we want, right now, we want to reach it. We envision it. That's the meaning of being as one man with one heart, to connect all of our desires together.
Tov.
Alright. Chadera
1.
Rav, in the article we read, there's a very typical situation with, as to many things we studied. There are three components. the ingredients, and it's clear that until we reach it, we won't understand anything. But I have this general question. Until we put together all of these three components together, it's impossible to understand anything, to feel anything. Let's say we have these different triplets in different places. We find them like Israel, the light, and the Creator is one. Is it all the same?
Look, it's all true, but the Creator does it. We just need to make an effort. And to make an effort, well, if we do it correctly, we don't do it correctly, it doesn't matter. The main thing is just to make the effort. The Creator doesn't need our finished, beautiful, complete work for us to do that. He wants the effort that we make. If you take the great Kabbalists, great sages who understand, and they assemble something, or you take some little children who are just starting on their way, trying to do something, the Creator expects those beginners who make an effort and fail, but they make an effort. He enjoys them, and he wants them to make an effort to turn to him and to help them. So he helps them. The Creator finishes the work. He does everything. And it's not with our intelligence. It's not me and the might of my hand. It's not us who do it. So don't approach it with intelligence, with understanding. I noticed how all of you want to just clothe on this article to understand how to connect this part to that part, what happens first and what happens later. No. The Lord builds the house. If the Lord does not build the house, all the worker toil in vain. The workers toil in vain. So it cannot be. It's only the efforts, only our desire. And the desire is where the more we understand that we're incapable of it, the more complete our desire will be. Imagine to yourself, the more I know that I don't know, the more I understand that I don't understand, and so much, but I want it. And that's what the Creator wants. That's what he expects.
This is clear. The question is more about the things that we're trying to explain outside.
No, I'm not talking about anything outside of here. We're not talking about dissemination right now. We're talking today about how to connect our hearts together.
Thank you.
Hebrew 10.
That's it. Hebrew 10.
כן. ניר, תשאל שאלה, ניר.
ניר, go ahead.
שאלה של דרור.
It's a question from דרור. It says the following. After they've acquired the above pre-mentioned laws, we're awarded with feeling the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creation. So these three rules are not a matter of attainment, but a matter of work. How do we acquire them? By working in the ten. And what does it mean to acquire?
כרגיל שאני משקיע כוחות, ואז אני מקבל תוצאות.
Churning is, well, as usual, I make an effort, I invest my energies, and I get a result from these things connecting in me.
Rav, can I ask another question?
No.
Well, another question, please. Rav, you said before that the friends in Moscow look at it as an article. They put in all kinds of ideas from religion, etc. People, you know, as they say, you don't see the forest because of the so many trees. So people start talk. It starts to talk here about the Gemara and the Bible, but it all sums up to connection between us, and all the rest will come later. Right, so
it's clear that confusions exist, but those who wrote the Torah and the Gemara and all the books, they wrote from attainment. They didn't write it from just having thought so. Nobody thought about it and invented it from his head, his mind. In one's mind, in a person's mind, nothing can exist, but only in his desire, his corporeal beastly desire. But what they wrote in those holy books, they wrote about bestowal. They attained the powers of bestowal, and they wrote about that. And so we use these books and what they said. You see what they write there. They don't write about anything but for bestowal, but for the attainment of the Creator. And there's no word about anything else there.
Yes, but the details, somehow they don't allow us to see the whole thing.
It's according to your beastly mind, according to your beastly head, that you understand it as you do. That's it. What can they write? Go to the study of the Ten Sefirot, open it and start reading. Do you understand anything? Well, no, you don't. So what do you want? In what way can they turn to you, who are still a beast? What can they tell you about the spiritual world? Nothing, because you don't understand a single word they're saying, because you're not in the same reality.
But I was talking about this article, where practically it says connection, not including faith, fear, and all of these things. It doesn't come out. It's just connection about everything, the details, everything will come. Is that the essence of it, what Rabbi is trying to tell us?
You know, there's a very nice sentence. It goes, anyone who judges others is judging through his own faults. So, Alright, I don't have any more energy. Dudi, let's continue to something else maybe. It's a very powerful article. Try to read it several times during the day, and we'll see later what to do. It's very special. It's also organized, structured very nicely. Yes, continue, Dudi.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing a nigun together.